What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
All right.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We are back with our first episode of our season two. I think we're going to be back in full effect now, right?
Season two of He Said, Ella Dijo. ¿Cómo está mi gente? Bendiciones. Espero hayan tenido unas navidades bonitas y un año nuevo maravilloso y que sea muy próspero. ¿Qué dije, Eric? ¿Qué dije?
I don't know. You have me cut. She's trying to, as she always is, recording our session. I'm completely cut out the whole time.
Well,
she's
I don't want to see your shoes.
Well, we're in the closet. This is how we do our podcast. This is great. You know, it's awesome to have a season two of a podcast.
Yeah.
It's a big, big accomplishment. So thank you, iHeart.
Thank you.
And we love connecting with all the listeners. So this is, it's great to be back. We had a, well, we had a lot to talk about. Christmas, New Year's. We had a big off time.
I forgot already. Like, what happened? What happened in 2020? Well, I forgot.
Wait, first of all, did you already forget about your Christmas? Because you always claim that I never get you nice gifts. And
what
I
did
finally,
you get me? I forgot already.
You already forgot.
What did you get me for Christmas?
I think I bought you a purse for the first time in 15 years.
You're right. Eric
She's
got me.
She's obsessed with purses, and I splurged.
And you splurged because he got me one freaking bag in 15 years. He splurged. He got me a YSL. It was very nice. The small one, he couldn't really.
The small one because the big one was too big. I could have bought the big
one. I would have loved the big one. Well, I appreciate
that. That was advice from the sales clerk that the big one is a waste.
She doesn't know shit.
Okay.
No.
See,
it was beautiful.
I can't catch
No, it was beautiful. I was pleasantly surprised. So I appreciate it. Thank you. I love bags. And he got me a nice bag.
This is the thing with me and bags. I feel like we just jumped right into conversation. But
what?
I don't understand women's obsession with bags. Like I have an obsession
with
watches.
You don't have
watches,
to. No, nobody. Exactly. I don't understand
your
obsession with watches.
It feels more. I mean, do you really need a bag that's that expensive?
Do you need a watch that is that expensive?
Yeah,
because for you dropping freaking 15 grand on a watch is okay, but then spending 2,000.
First of all, 2,000 is a lot of money.
It is,
but
anyways, doesn't matter.
Listen, watches can actually, you know, they can.
It's a collectible
in value.
But you know, Balenciaga bags that can be collectibles as well.
I don't think the bag I got you was. But listen, we got, you know, we had a very nice Christmas. We're very blessed. It's been a pretty wild couple months. I think just to be back at it for us. I mean, wild couple months for us. I mean, it's obviously a crazy time in general for people, but we just went through a lot of stuff coping with this whole shutdown of everything. So It was an extensive period of a break, but we feel good to be back. You're healthy after your surgery. That was a big to do as well.
Oh my goodness, yes, guys. We have to talk about that a little later. But let me see. We took
two
trips.
How many surgeries have we accumulated this year between us? Four or five?
Four for you and one big one for me. So that's five.
Three for me, one for you. Four.
So four major surgeries, guys. But we survived and we are here and everything went well. How's your body feeling? Is it actually better?
I don't know. I mean, I'm on some drugs, so we'll see if it No, I'm taking...
What are you taking?
No, just, you know, medication to help the nerves heal. But I think I'm doing better overall, which was good. And it was, you know, let's see. We're still... I feel like Christmas is finally... The holidays are coming to an end. Our tree gets taken down tonight. We have a fake tree. I was never a fake tree kind of guy, but yeah. Rosalind made me do a fake tree.
I did?
Yeah, because I always wanted... I had a real tree the last... Well, 3 years ago.
I don't remember, like, I'm done
with the real tree. It dries up. It makes a big mess. I'm not putting it in the new house. So you made us go buy a really nice
And it's beautiful. It's actually gorgeous.
Which now we have to hire a guy every year to come put it up and take it down because I don't want to screw it up.
And you know what, guys? I don't know if you follow us social media. I'm assuming, yes, of course you do because you're listening to the podcast. Anyways, so we always have Eric's aunt, Dar. She flies from Arizona, right? For the last 3 years, not this year. Mm-hmm. And she is really good
and
Janie and your mom, you know, and they put up the tree and they decorate it and it's just beautiful and it's magnificent and I love it every single year.
It looks like a professional, professionally decorated tree.
Exactly. And then this year, because of COVID, of course, that didn't happen. So we had the kids put it together.
Which is what I've been saying for a long time. That's what it should be every year.
I know. It was very nice.
So she likes a very...
At the beginning, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be mortified.
Why?
And then
That's the beauty of it.
Because you want to have a beautiful tree.
It is a beautiful tree when my kids decorate the tree. That's the point.
But I do have to say that they had a blast. We had a blast seeing them be so happy and so committed, you know, to making the tree look good. And it was nice. It came out to be very nice.
That's what I want to do next year.
Really?
Yeah. If there's a reason to have a fancy tree,
I want to buy some stuff then.
No, it was incredible. It's like just random ornaments everywhere and things didn't make sense. It's what made it beautiful.
Have you been meditating?
You know, that's been one of my New Year's resolutions, I should say, is to meditate every day. And even though I haven't been able to start my day with it, I still find the time during the day to take, even if it's just 3-4 minutes, just trying.
Yeah.
And it's been great. It's actually been a good thing. It's something that you keep saying that you were going to do, and you're now doing it as well.
So how do you know I'm not doing it?
No, you said you are doing it.
Oh, yes,
you've been saying
I am.
You want to do it, but we're actually now doing
it. No, I mean, I want to do it better. I want to do it more. It's just very difficult. Meditating is no joke. And then ideally, you want to start your day that way. So it's like a reset, right? And then it doesn't matter what life throws at you. You're centered. You're in neutrality. What happens is that the kids wake up and then unless you commit to I'm going to get up at 5:30 every morning, so I 100% know that I have those 30 minutes to just get up, get yourself situated, meditate, and then the kids get up and then okay, life starts, you know, the day starts. But it's hard to commit to doing that. You're not that disciplined, Eric.
What are you talking about? First of all, I'm the one that gets up every single morning that early dealing with the kids.
You do?
You're the one snoozing till at least 7:30.
So basically he's saying that I don't take care of my kids.
I'm the morning shift, always.
But because they call you daddy, daddy. And if I go in, they want daddy. So it's, go ahead.
It's driving my wife crazy. Dylan is literally obsessed with me right now.
That's
he's going
change.
Through a daddy phase.
He's going through a daddy
and
phase.
And he wants
tell them why. Tell them why. You know
well,
what? This is funny.
We were in the middle. Like he was being great to both of us.
It was all about
mommy.
It was all about mommy. And then, you know what?
It wasn't all about mommy.
Okay. Anyways. So, okay. This is... It's funny, but it's sad. This is what happened. So even with Sabella, when Sabella was a baby, I used to sing, you know, McCavity, the Broadway Cats, you know, so McCavity is a character and he sings a song called McCavity, right? So every time that I wanted Sabella to brush her teeth, I would say, no cavities, Sabella has no cavities, as a joke. And then I've been doing that for, 9 years now? And then Dylan was born.
You've been
and
singing
now,
the Sabella 9 years? You have not been singing
no,
the Sabella?
Meaning no, meaning that this regime, this, what do you call it, this thing has been happening for many years. So then Dylan came along, and I forever is like every time we brush his teeth, we just go, no cavities, no cavities. Dylan, and he loves the song. And then what was it, like a month ago? When does daddy daycare start?
A couple months ago. She decided to
show
him. Not
a couple of months ago.
Whatever, it's been a while.
Anyway, so I said, you know what, Dylan, I'm going to show you my cavity. You know, the cat that has no cavities. And I made it like the whole
from
thing.
From the movie Cats, Taylor
from the
Swift
movie Cats.
Dressed up.
No, but then I went to YouTube and I said, let me just show him a little clip of Taylor Swift singing my cavity.
Scared the out of him. He wanted nothing to do with Rosalind from that point forward.
For life. I don't know. And she looks beautiful. And it's so, the production value of the whole thing is stunning. I don't know what it happened to his mind that he's petrified of my cavity. And he's petrified
of mommy.
And then he's afraid of me. He's afraid of me.
And all through Sibella, she's like, I just can't wait to have my boy. He's gonna be a mommy's boy. And now he's
gonna be. I'm not worried. I'm not worried about it. He's gonna come back to mommy.
All right.
Mommy.
Listen, looking back to 2020, besides that being one of your biggest regrets, what other regrets do you have?
I think that's my biggest regret that I showed Dylan Katz, Taylor Swift. What other regrets do I have? I don't know, Eric, if we have, you know what? My regrets, they're usually every single year is like, oh my God, I want to spend more time with the family because we travel a lot because of what we do for a living. And this year has been all about staying home. So I don't know if I have any regrets other than meditating longer.
Meditating longer? Okay. I mean, I don't really have too many regrets other than, I don't know if I have too many regrets. I mean, I'm proud of the family time and the things that we got to do and work together on. I think it's just obviously been a battle for everybody, getting through the way that things are locked down. I'm over lockdowns. I'm over shutdowns. It's a very complicated issue, obviously. But I just want to get these kids back in school, and I want them to have their lives back.
Eric
that would be
is
the
so
biggest
eager
thing.
To have the kids go back to school, even though Los Angeles has, like, what's happening to your city? You're born and raised here. The COVID is through the roof. ICU is it's
okay. Most ridiculous thing that ever happened in California was opening up all the restaurants but not opening up schools for children. That's the debate we have every time. No kid with a mask on in a circle at school where they're taking all the precautions possible is going to get COVID faster. Of course.
Okay. You're going to get COVID faster.
They're taking more precautions than a restaurant.
No,
people
of course.
Are sitting eating food. So that was the dumbest thing that ever happened in California was opening up restaurants and not having school. That was a stupid decision.
Okay.
Schools should be open. These kids need to be back in school.
They need to be back in school.
Her and I bicker
also,
about this all the time.
All the time. They need to be back. I agree with you that it's very detrimental what has happened to the mental health of a lot of kids because of this lockdown and the pandemic and the drastic change of life. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. And I want my kids to go back to school. It's
ASAP.
Very important. But.
No but.
But. Hay un problema. Y es una realidad. ¿Cómo te llamas? Eric Barrett Winter. El problema es that it's rampant. Right now, the virus is rampant in the city, and you have to be responsible. You have to
it
be
is,
freaking
it's
responsible.
It's not irresponsible sending
it's
back
not,
to school.
It's not
I'm
about,
sorry, it's not.
Eric, it's not about, okay, kids don't get it. If they get it, they don't get it as bad.
They're
as
wearing
adults.
A mask
okay,
all
I
day
get
long
it.
In school.
You know what you do as a family.
Do you go to the grocery store?
Not a lot.
At least once a week. You wear a mask.
But Eric, I'm a 47-year-old grown-ass woman. I know what I'm doing. Kids don't.
We could argue about this all day. Kids need back in school.
Anyways,
I'm
it's
sorry.
Not about the kids. It's about.
It is about the kids. That's the point.
Whatever kid is carrying the virus and be
they
have they're completely
a
asymptomatic, and then the teachers
but the
and,
masks
and the
are on and shields. Nobody's walking around without a mask. Those are part of the restrictions. You have to have those things on.
Okay.
No one's carelessly walking around.
Tell that to a second grader and a first grader
they want,
and a third
yeah,
grader.
Yeah, they will have their masks on. Yes, they will.
Okay, and they're not
our
gonna
daughter
touch,
will have masks
they're
time.
Not going to touch their
they're
face.
Not allowed.
And go on. Okay.
They're not allowed.
Okay, maybe. I listen to me.
Oh,
I
one of our
know.
Biggest arguments all year, and I'm sure a lot of people feel like this,
great
but this is one of
way
our biggest
to start
arguments.
2021. It's not, and I want to make this clear. It's not that I disagree with you that kids need to go back to school. It's just at this moment in time in the city, it's scary.
Life is scary. Life is
come
scary.
Come on, that's not what kids I, need that's to go not back what to I school. Mean. That's not what I mean.
All right, we're going to fight. We're going to fight about this for 45 minutes.
Fight. No, anyways, yeah, hopefully we'll, I don't even know. Move on.
All right, I want to tell you, this might be fun. So, going through New Year's resolutions, obviously that's a big deal.
There's nothing else over here.
What are you doing?
Anyway, okay.
Just let me dictate the, God, so controlling.
Controlling?
Going back to New Year's resolutions, InStyle has 10 unexpected New Year's resolutions that will actually make your life better. We're going to go through those 10. Maybe we'll skip over some. I'm curious what you think about them. Number one, commit to only doing exercise you actually like.
Commit to doing exercise you actually like. In 2021? The exercise.
No, can you commit? Are you stop videotaping yourself. This is a quick.
I don't know what you mean. I don't understand.
Are you okay
with
the resolution doing exercise you only like? So meaning I don't like doing cardio, so I'm not doing cardio. I'm only going to do weights. I will only do cardio if I'm running outside or if I'm on a walk. I'm not going to do the treadmill. Are you committed to doing things that only you like, or you're going to do whatever it takes to get in the best shape you can?
I need to do whatever it takes because I haven't worked out in months. Of this surgery, and I feel like terrible. I'm losing a lot of weight. I lost all my definition. No, I need to do what I have to do. So I'm going to have to do cardio. I'm going to have to, once the doctor clears that, I mean, lets me do it because.
Okay, so forget it. So you're not going to, and I'm probably, I'm going to do whatever I have to do to work out. So that doesn't really matter.
You're even thinking about.
Here's one that I know you will never do. Here's one I know you will never do.
What?
Hide yourself on the view when you're on a Zoom. So meaning when you're on Zoom, you cannot look at yourself while you're Zooming. You just have to trust however you look and have the Zoom
Hell
and look
no.
at the people.
Hell to the no.
Why?
No.
Are you insecure about it?
No, I just want to see what I look like.
You want to check yourself out constantly while you're talking to people on Zoom?
Like 100%
of people. No, but that's
people.
The point. Not doing that. Well, that's your resolution. Stop worrying about
how
you look.
Are you going to do that? Are you going to do that? Mr. The most metrosexual fool of himself?
I have no problem.
No, actually, you're not full of yourself. You're absolutely right.
Look at the one who's in, if you watch the clip of this, she's in full hair and makeup. I have a baseball hat on and gym clothes.
Because I have a Zoom call, actually.
Exactly, that she can look at herself on.
I have a Zoom call with. After the podcast, and I want to look decent because I'm meeting some cast members my new show.
So she's going to stay looking at herself on Zoom. All right, that's not going to change in the new
Listen,
year.
Listen, I tried to cover my grays, but it didn't work.
No, you need to paint those things in better.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Appreciate it. love.
Like a skunk across the front. You like the white line?
I do.
Is that too far?
Wow, well, thank
you. It looks
like
a white line.
The love.
Examine your relationship with alcohol. Well, you don't drink. Would you start drinking?
No.
Are you thinking about start drinking?
No.
No? Okay.
I'm fine.
Curate your social media feeds.
What is curate?
Like bring them all together. Stop doing so many things.
Curate your social media
Stop doing
media
Twitter,
feeds.
Facebook, Instagram. Have it all. Have like one.
I don't.
No? We've both been really low on social media lately. We haven't been doing as much.
We haven't been doing anything.
And you know, it kind of feels good.
It did.
It is really.
Taking a break.
There's so much pressure to constantly post social media. And I don't. Oh. I mean, I know it's a fun way to interact with people, but that's something I don't mind cutting back on more. Be more intentional about your cooking or sourcing or eating your eating of different types of foods. Be more intentional about it. What do you think?
Intentional by ordering a meal service.
We're doing that. We're trying.
Like we're doing that right now.
Well, we always try to be a bit intentional as far as like
we do everything. We
responsibly
cook.
Responsibly farmed or not farmed at all because farming is not great.
For sure.
Organic, all that.
No, this house is like the most, I don't know, you don't think so, but are we super clean eating? And I'm so full of what?
No, I mean, we are clean for the most part,
we're super
all
clean.
Those giant. Okay.
Move on.
Not that clean. Okay, this is a good one for you, and you need, this drives me crazy. Tackle your email inbox. First of all, I'm a person on my phone or anything. I hate seeing little red notification marks on anything. Like, I have to clear everything. If you go to Rosalind's phone right now, I'm going to do it while we're here. She's got, a Netflix update, 67 emails that need to be read. And those, by the way, were probably in the hundreds because I got annoyed and just started making things red so they go away. 363 voicemails that haven't been checked. So if you're calling Rosalind and she doesn't get back to you, it's because she hasn't f***ing listened to the messages. One thing to update on the phone, two calendar things, two settings that you have to upgrade on your phone. Nothing happened. Oh, 58 applications that need to be updated.
Can you leave me alone? 58. I don't care, Eric. It's not important to
Dude,
me.
Dude, update your phone.
It's fine. I don't have to.
Drives me
crazy. The phone works perfectly fine.
No, it doesn't. Here's the thing. It doesn't. And then I upgrade your phone because she's like, can you set up my new phone? And there's like 40 things I have to do just because nothing's in sync with the new phone.
Okay. And you do it. Thank you. Thank you, assistant. I appreciate
assistant.
It.
Assistant.
You're my assistant. Okay.
Every morning I get up, I update everything that comes up. I check
because you're a lunatic.
I don't like the red things.
Because you're like the most OCD weirdo. It's okay.
That's something you have to really do.
Okay, thank you.
Now, this one's weird. I had to ask our producers about this. Implement the topless test. Meaning, I guess, you will only hang out with such a tight group of people, which in quarantine, obviously, I guess you have to have your bubble anyways. But you're keeping your circle so tight that you actually trust them enough to be topless around. What do you think?
I have.
Been topless around our friends?
Around all my gay friends, yeah, Clark, Paul, Nino, Herman, like all my like close.
You know how many boobs gay guys get to see just because?
Oh my God, all my life. And I grew up as a dancer, so dancers just do that. You just get naked, you just change.
No,
you're
in
the move.
When I was in the modeling world and we do runways, everybody's stripping down naked in front of you and you're changing.
Yeah, although, you know what happened to me? Like, I was with you. Yeah, I was with you. Like, I was in New York for, I don't know if it was some publicity stuff. And I have this person doing my, this lady doing my hair, and this hairdresser doing my, no, a girl doing my makeup, and this guy, this hairdresser, that is, he does fairly well. He does a lot of big celebrities, and I was dying to use him, right? So my publicist gets him, and I'll never forget, I assumed, wrong. Right?
You thought he was gay?
Yeah, I thought he was gay.
And you were just stripping down naked?
And I was changing. I didn't feel like he was looking, but I was changing right in front of him. And and I did the entire thing, right?
Wow.
And we leave to go to the event, right? He doesn't go. The makeup girl goes. And I start talking. And I actually didn't love what he did. I wanted a bun and I didn't love it. And I was kind of like, you know what? I'm a little bit deflated. I've been wanting to use this guy for so long.
You're too distracted by your tits.
No.
That's what happened.
No, he's married. He's married.
And you were flashing him the whole time. That's why he messed up your hair.
I don't know how it came across. She said to me, but he's, you know, he's married, his kids. And I'm going, excuse me? And she's like, you didn't know that this one day when you were just like changing in front of him. I was like, oh, okay. She's very comfortable.
Oh my God. That's why he fucked up your hair.
Oh my God. Or screwed up your hair. Sorry. God, that's Eric. Why. Oh my God. So he probably thinks I'm crazy, but I didn't mean to at all. Anyways, yeah, that happened.
All right. So apparently you're comfortable just going topless around our
But
friends.
Are you comfortable going topless?
What's the difference? I mean, you're a guy.
But you don't have like breasts.
Yeah, I know. So it's
But can
about
you change? Like, would you just be in the underwear full on with like in front of our friends? Female
in my
friends?
My underwear? I got no problem, Jane. I honestly have been
female
in my,
friends?
I've been in my underwear in front of so many people in compromising positions through like modeling days, like really compromising.
Yeah, but that's a different thing from like
I don't
our
even
friends.
Know. If I had to change really quick in my underwear, I wouldn't care. Changing my underwear? No, but seriously,
Risky.
I wouldn't care. No, I think it's worse for a woman to show her boobs in front of a bunch of friends.
Rearrange,
declutter. Redecorate. Oh, she wants to do that all the time.
If it was up to me, I'll be changing this house
constantly.
Every 5 months, I'll change
Drives
it.
Drives me crazy.
Right. It's good. It's good to keep the energy flowing. You know that bad energy?
It also costs a lot of money when you change things all the time.
Accumulates in like dark corners and like dark spaces and closets that are cluttered. Energy goes into those spaces.
The last
and
2 months.
Stays
okay.
There.
So the last two
so
months.
You need to move it around.
We thought we were having a really crazy, energetically bad couple months. Some challenging things going on anyways. And Rosalind thought it was all energy in the house for 2 months. We moved, I don't know, 15 different photos, like pictures, you know, you hung up in the house, moved them, got rid of them, put them in storage, brought them back out,
so
moved
sad.
Mirrors.
Art that I love.
She thought
with
mirrors
all my
were
heart.
Facing that spirits look at mirrors,
no,
putting
and then,
glasses
and then,
of water behind beds.
No, that's a good thing.
That everybody goes and
that's
like,
cleansed.
No,
that's
and
good.
Then all the kids are like, why is there water by my bed? And they start dumping whatever. It out, and then she freaks
well,
out.
You know,
and puts
what,
more water.
What's sad is that Sabella was like, Mom, that picture makes me uncomfortable. That face looking at me at night, I don't like it. So then Eric immediately is like, we need to move the picture. We need to get rid of it. So why? It's an amazing piece of art. I've had it for more than 20 years. It has sentimental value to me. Sabella, is not comfortable with the way the face looks at her.
Because you put it in her hall in the hallway, staring at her bedroom,
and she
was
freaked out. That's how the whole
out.
Thing started, and that's how it started.
Because that thing yes. was no, that thing was by the door, and you moved it to the hallway.
Exactly.
That's how it started because you moved it. Then she got freaked out. It didn't start because she got freaked
anyway,
out.
Anyway, whatever. So yeah, a lot of things. That
she's
we
been obsessed
to,
with energy in the house. Let's just put it that way.
We
it's
need
been,
to,
it's
and
been
that,
insane.
That's funny because I was doing a cleanse, guys. This is really funny. So I'm doing a cleanse. Like I'm going through a lot of stuff, you know. Not seeing the family and COVID and like all these changes and I knew that I had this surgery coming, so I started freaking out. So you know what? Like I was like, something is going on. We need to cleanse. So I get some sage, and I open. Eric is out, and I open all the doors, and I start like
smoking out the house.
Like not smoking the house. I'm cleaning the house. So I'm doing my ritual, like a little ritual, you know, type of thing, and con Palo Santo y that. Anyways. And I start doing it, and I get really, 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 really emotional, and I'm crying, and I'm still doing it, which is not good, you know, because when you're cleansing, you shouldn't cry. Tears blocks the flow of energy. You shouldn't do that. But I got super emotional, so I'm like emotional. And Isabella happens to be in the playroom. She doesn't know what's happening, and then I guess you smelled something, or I don't know what it was. So by now I'm being really loud, and I am full in tears, and she comes out, and she's like, what are you doing? And by then, I don't know what got into me, that I'm like opening the front doors, and I open them like both of them completely wide. And I'm like, afuera! Afuera! And I'm like doing this thing, and she's dying. I mean, God bless her. And then I go, Sabella, please, please join me. Please, come on, come with me. Afuera! Afuera! Oh my God. Now that I think of it, at that moment, I was completely into it.
And
now
crazy.
That I think about it, and the way she imitates me when she's like, mommy did this one day. I wonder if I like affected her.
And you wonder why Dylan ran from her, and now Sabella's also freaking out. It all makes perfect sense.
Whatever.
Oh my God. Listen, we got to.
I'm cleansing.
We got to take a break. The last two, buy new clothes, start therapy. I mean, look, I'm going to do it all. I need to buy some. I haven't worn clothes, like actual dress-up clothes, in a year. And I need to go to therapy from all of this. So let's take a break.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there. I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma. Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, so we are back. I'm exhausted.
Why are you exhausted?
Afuera. Fuera all this.
I'm letting the spirits that don't belong here get out. I said, thank you for visiting. Now get the heck out.
I'm about to get out and go back to work. I can't wait to go back to work so I can just get out of this chaos.
Are you joking?
The Rookie is back. We are airing. We just premiered, which you don't watch the show.
Rosa, he just my wife said that he cannot wait to get out. I'm the one that is going to start traveling. Bye-bye.
My wife doesn't watch anything that I do, but she's about to go shoot something in Miami in Spanish. And you watch how she puts it on and makes me watch it in Spanish.
And you will love
because
it.
Because she did it. And but if I do a show, which is the third season, we just premiered January 3rd.
I love The Rookie. I love the show.
She doesn't watch it.
I know the storylines because you tell me. I love the actors.
She's not watching it.
Don't say that.
She doesn't watch anything that I do, but if it's her, I'm watching it.
Wow.
All right, but I'm back. Anyways, yeah. Check out The Rookie. She's going off to Miami in a couple weeks, so she's going to start working.
Yeah.
For like a few months, going
to
be gone.
3 months. And then I go to Puerto Rico, guys. I'm directing again. Gracias a Dios, gracias a Dios, gracias a Dios.
Yep, she's directing a movie that she wrote, which is incredible.
During COVID. I wrote it during COVID.
And then on top of that, she's going to be recovered from her surgery. So do you want to talk about your surgery a little bit? You wanted to share with people, which is actually a good, I think, story to share on a serious note because women going through this stuff.
Let's be serious now. No, but no, Don't make it too long. Anyway, so I told you guys about it. I have endometriosis. I don't know how to pronounce it in English. Anyways, it's a really, really intense disease. You know, there's no cure. I've been battling it since I first got my period, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, so after having two kids, people tell you, no, you know, once you have kids, it gets better. Not really. It doesn't get better. So I decided to do excision surgery, which is removing it from the root, like not laser it, grows back, no, remove it. So my doctor advised that if it's inside my uterus, even if they do excision surgery, most likely the symptoms were going to continue because it's in your uterus. I think that's called adenomyosis, something like that. Anyways, so after a lot of thinking, talking to many doctors, including my doctor, I decided to do a hysterectomy. So I removed my uterus, my cervix, my fallopian tubes, my appendix, and they excised all my endometriosis, which was where Eric, like behind my colon and different pockets all over my pelvic area. Anyways, it was 4 hours. The surgery was 4 hours. It was pretty intense, but I do have to say that I feel great. The recovery was much better than anticipated. The jury is out in terms of how am I going to feel symptoms-wise. You know, like, well, if I'm going to live without pelvic pain.
If we're having a lot of sex, the symptoms are gone. If we're not, symptoms are still there.
So
let you all know.
So you can, you know what? You can update everybody about that one. Because God bless Eric, for 15 years, has been dealing with me like, my pelvic hurts. I have pelvic pain. I'm uncomfortable because I live my life uncomfortable down there. So hopefully I won't be uncomfortable anymore.
I've met so many people now after knowing you and coming across this who suffer from endometriosis.
It's very common.
It's more common than you
think. And nobody talks about it.
And very painful. And everybody goes through a very similar experience. And it sucks.
So it's gone. It's out. You know, I have my two kids, thank God. And that, which, by the way, you know, my endo caused a lot of fertility problems. That's another story. So I hope I made the right decision. You know what?
Made the right decision.
I hope to God. I've had a couple of freakouts that I just wake up at night going, oh my God, my uterus. Because you know, it's very intimate, Eric. You know, that's, it's almost like when you remove your breast, you know,
your
because
balls.
Of cancer, you know, and what?
For me, I would never, like when you remove your balls, I don't know. I would never
something
know.
Like that. Si te cortan la bola.
No, for me, it'd be like getting snipped. But that
si te
feels so much.
La bola,
I get snipped. I would get snipped in a heartbeat. I'm not going to have kids anymore.
Vasectomy?
I got no problem. Yeah.
Vasectomy?
No problem.
Then do it. Well, you don't have to do it.
I don't have to do it now. I can't get you pregnant. But I'd have no problem.
So, you know what's the only thing that, like, I hope to God, it was a lot of thinking, a lot of praying. And I let's say I made the right choice. My stomach, guys, I was always very proud of my tummy. And this is purely cosmetic and aesthetic and superficial and unnecessary.
Totally.
But listen to me. I was always very proud of my tummy, Eric. And I work on my tummy a lot. And my tummy just went, it was like a battlefield.
She has four.
Five.
Okay.
I have five incisions.
Incisions that are probably the size of a quarter inch. At the
Are
most,
you joking?
Maybe a half inch,
no,
one of them.
More than that. One of them is very big.
No way. Not even I have, none of them are an
inch.
No, but
what you have is absurd. You have a massive scar.
I have a massive scar.
No.
She's got a bunch of little ones that, by the way, just happened a month ago.
It
They're
going to
be
gone. It looks like I did lipo. Like people, like if I'm on a big, lipo. If lipo, yeah, liposucción, lipo.
Okay.
So it, like, I swear to you, like it looks like if I ever use a bikini again, which I don't know if I will because of my stomach is full of scars.
Fine.
Everybody does think that I got lipo.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so that's
suffering
the only
for 15
part.
Years. They're tiny little scars. They're going to go away.
I hope.
They're such not a big deal.
I know, but from having nothing to having 5 scars, it's pretty intense. But anyways, it doesn't matter. That's what happened with my journey. And I'm doing good. It's been 5 weeks. Yeah, that's my story.
She's making it. So that was, you know, that was one of the other events we've gone through. Now, after that, I do have one. This is just circling back because she's, I don't want to get into a COVID debate or a COVID argument because
Why?
Because, you know, you and I get, I'm very, very careful when it comes to COVID. I respect that it's out there, that it's happening. We just, her and I, she's way on one side and I'm somewhere not that far on the fear factor. She's just scared of everything. Will you get the vaccine? Why you laugh? Are you going to get the vaccine?
Because
you're scared to death from COVID.
But I'm
like
scared. I'm,
every
I'm scared
single
to death.
Day,
I'm scared to
reading
death
the
about,
news still.
I'm scared to death about the vaccine as well.
So
it's like
do?
I have a big issue here.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Are you going to get the vaccine?
Oh, I'm not getting the vaccine right now.
You're not?
No.
Why?
I'll wait. It just came out. I want to see how many people, I want to see what happens to people.
What if your job, what if the studio makes you?
I don't think they can make you do that. I don't think they can.
Oh, they can.
No.
Why not?
Because they can't make you do any other vaccine. You're not forced to do the flu vaccine.
Yeah, but this is COVID we're talking about.
Yeah, I just told you I'm not going to do it.
You're not going to do it?
But yeah, I'm not the one that's as scared as you as far as like, you live in fear almost every day.
That. I live in love.
Love? Of what? Of watching the news and getting scared?
Oh my God.
Like I tell her all
I
the
live
time.
In love.
I tell her all the time. Watching the news will change nothing about the way I do things. I do everything carefully and I can't do anything more than I'm already doing.
Yeah, you get educated. But that's what happens.
Get educated what? On more fear?
No, you get educated about what's going on, Eric. You decide if you're going to be fearful, but doesn't mean that you want to be uneducated.
It's the same negative, like it's awful information every day. Why do you want to feed yourself that information every day?
Because
and then you're not going to get the vaccine anyways. What the
You're not getting
There's no
the
logic
vaccine.
To that. But I'm not the one living in the fear.
I don't know. Why did COVID happen?
No,
it changed everything.
This is boring. So yeah, let's take another break and we'll come right back to wrap it up. This has been a good release.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr. And on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20 en español.com. home.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And we are back. Welcome back. Thank you for listening. I hope you are... Are they learning anything from us?
They're not learning anything from us, other than a lot of bickering. I mean, they might learn about endometriosis. We don't agree on much, but that's
That is so sad. They're not learning anything from us. That's so sad. No, they learn. They learn how to not do things. No, listen. We went to Ojai. Sabella turned 9 years old, and we went to one of my favorite places in the world where I'm going to own.
In the world? You put Ojai in the world?
In the world.
I mean, well, that wasn't great, but in the world?
But in the States.
In the States, even?
Yeah, in the States.
In California?
Yeah, I love it. So.
In the United States of America.
Ojai
is one of your favorite, like top five in the United States. You pick Ojai?
I have this fascination that I want to.
I mean, it's a feel good escape.
I want to have a ranch at Ojai, and I want to own 2 horses. I mean, one, Domingo, that's his name. And I want to rescue dogs and have a little.
She's wanted to own a horse since I met her. And
since I was a little girl.
She got the biggest eye opening experience.
No, so I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No,
your bubble got popped. Which
no,
it's no, been popped
no,
since
Eric,
I told you.
You're a dream popper. That's a problem. You know, he just accepted it. You know, talk about it.
I didn't
it.
Pop your bubble. The cowboy that worked on this
no.
ranch
no,
barn
no.
is what he did.
I don't allow anybody to pop my bubbles, so don't worry about it. He said what he had to say, and that was his
no,
opinion.
They get popped, and you just blow them up bigger, explain. And you don't know how to explain. You just refuse to let the pop and start something, and you just blow it back up. I don't learn. You tell me no. I don't believe you.
Oh, my God, you're stupid.
Doesn't learn anything.
Anyway,
we stayed at this ranch, and down below they have this giant... like an actual set of stables where they house all these championship, what were they? They were Arabians, and they had to be Arabian or Arabian mix, like Arabian corridors. And so Sabella did riding lessons, proper riding lessons, at this place with this cowboy, and Rosalind's whole life is like, her dream is like, I want to have a horse for me, Domingo, this white horse. And then she's never, by the way, she's ridden a horse maybe since I've known her 4 times.
Doesn't matter.
Never had a horse in Puerto Rico. Doesn't even go seek out horses to ride in Puerto Rico. Occasionally will go do it. But she's dying to have a horse that I can basically take care of. And then she can ride at some point once a month.
Before I met you, I wanted to have a horse
but
called
Domingo.
But you
don't Domingo. Even know why.
You met me, and we talked about this already. But I had a statue of a dog named Domingo.
That doesn't mean you want
to. So with or without you, my dream was always the same.
But it's not that easy just to own a horse. Like, so Sabella gets this lesson, and she's like, I want to get Sabella a horse. And the guy's like, oh, I could find you a great, like, 13-year-old. And he's like, you're 13? I want her to have a baby that she can grow old with and, like, grow up with this horse. And he's like, that's the
but
biggest.
But of course, duh.
No, he's like, that's the biggest dream that everybody has, but it's an illusion.
His opinion.
No, he's a cowboy. It's what he does for a living.
Good
train
for you,
horses.
Cowboy. Is
he's
your
like,
opinion.
You have to get the horse trained enough for a young little girl to even connect and bond and have it. Know what to do. Otherwise, it could be very dangerous for a kid just to have a young horse that doesn't have all its sort of programming or training done right that's going to work well with a young kid.
Anyways, whatever.
So she
and what?
Didn't believe anything he said.
It's not that I don't believe it. It's just that I don't have to live by it.
What are you going to live by then? You're just going to buy it. You can't just like buy a horse and stick it in the backyard and hope everything goes well. Like
but
you have to. It's a massive animal to take care of on
I
a regular
know,
basis.
But guys, you see the dream popper in action? Do you see what I deal with? What if I've had a dream to have a horse
she
my whole life?
When the horse would go what to her, she was scared to touch it.
I wasn't scared to touch the horse.
Eric, you touch it first, make sure it's not going to bite
but
me.
But it's not my freaking horse.
But any
when
horse.
When I have my horse. No, Eric, guys. Is there anything wrong with having a dream since you're a little girl because you watch a movie with a white horse and then you decide to name him, and your entire life in my vision board since 1970 whatever 1979 my vision board was Domingo. Okay, so now I'm a grown ass woman and my vision board is still not been accomplished. And what about if I'm at some point in my life, I have the financial means, that's the correct way to say it, to have a beautiful ranch like I wanted with acres and have a little stable and have somebody take care of my horse every single day and lives in the property. And I have my Domingo and I rescue dogs. What is so wrong?
Are you
going to
live on this ranch or are you visiting this ranch every
I'm going to
so
visit
often?
As much as I can.
So you're going to ride and this horse
what,
once
but
a month.
What if I
and a horse cost, the guy was telling me, in Ojai, about $1,000 a month just
that's
to maintain.
Okay. If you can pay for it, you pay for it.
Yeah, but you're never going to be there.
Eric, of course I'm going to be there. What if I want to retire and I'm going to have plenty? What if I'm 57, 60 years old and I decide...
Well, that's different.
I'm fine. I'm comfortable financially. And I want to live in Ojai half of the year.
He did say that's where the market's going, is basically older women who want to learn how to ride horses.
There you
and
go.
She was
that'd
like,
be
perfect.
Me.
That's going to be me.
That'd
when
be
I'm
me.
60 years old.
And I ain't
going to
get
horseback.
A 17-year-old freaking old as horse.
Please, I hope you
I'll
don't.
I'll get a five-year-old.
I pray to God that I get to videotape you riding a five-year-old horse for the first time. I pray I get to witness this experience so that when
listen,
you are screaming as this horse is running and you're on its back, you're like, Eric,
no, I'll
you
be Catherine Zeta-Jones and Zorro.
Oh.
Hair flowing, looking fantastic. It'll be perfectly
the thing
fine.
Is, we're not making, I'm not making this up. Like, this is not a joke. She thinks that's how it's going to go.
But 100%,
you're
going to
get
Eric.
Bucked off that horse in 2 seconds
I
and
won't.
You're going to be on your ass.
I won't. And I get back up.
Because you can't bring me down.
Because you can't bring me down.
No, there's no way.
Guys, I hope he said it. Dijo continues for maybe 15 years.
Oh,
so
we can
you
report
can
back on
materialize.
This?
So you guys can see, what? How you say it? You can see this whole thing materialize?
Yeah.
That's what you say it?
Yeah.
Oye, mi inglés está más lindo. I'm like
I hope
talking with him.
I'm going to put her on a five-year-old horse in the next year and you guys are going to hear about this. I'm
yeah,
going to find
I'm
a five-year-old
I'm
going
to record the whole thing and I'm going to post it for sure.
Oh
I'm going
to
be like, there you
wait.
Go. There was the name of the guy at Ojai, the cowboy that...
Michael.
I'm going to say, F you, Michael.
Wow, that's nice. Michael, I hope you don't listen to the podcast.
Actually, no.
We can't wait to see Michael again.
2021, all about love. Love. I love you. Oye, me lo siento, perdóname, te amo, gracias. Lo siento, perdóname, te amo, gracias, Michael.
What are you saying?
Oponopono!
Oh, no. That's another hole in the segment. Jesus. That's
okay,
another thing that she's trying to learn about.
Oponopono,
or whatever you say. Oponopono. What is it?
Oponopono.
A Hawaiian?
Oponopono.
Oh, God. We can talk about that next time.
I'm sorry. Forgive me. I love you. Thank you.
I'm grateful is the last one.
No, they don't say yeah. anything about grateful.
You say, I'm sorry, I love you. I'm sorry, forgive me, I love you, I'm grateful.
Thank you. Thank
I'm
you.
Grateful. I'm grateful.
Gracias.
Thank you is the same thing.
No, estoy agradecida. No, mismo que gracias.
Okay.
Anyways.
Well, it's been fun.
I love
good
you guys. He said
back.
Ella Dijo. Follow us on Instagram at He Said Ella Dijo Podcast. Or you can email us some questions or comments at ericandross@iheartradio.com. Besitos. Bye. I love you.
Love you.
Subscribe to He Said Ella Dijo on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you get your podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.